You're listening to Second Half Sports, the leading sports podcast show, where raw opinions, hot takes, and bold predictions are a staple. Brought to you from the Rose City of Portland, Oregon. Now, here are your hosts, Cameron Sissel and Nubar Akparian, in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, baby, I missed that intro. Johnny Boy coming in hot with that intro. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Nubar Akparian, back at it again. A little bit different of an episode. I haven't heard from you guys in like 2 weeks. You haven't heard from me in 2 weeks. You know, from the last episode, we discussed that we were going to be taking a little bit of a hiatus for the holidays. Cameron's off romping and playing in Cameron Land over there, and now I'm here grinding, publishing an episode. But by the title of the episode, you can tell that it's not a regular episode. I'm not going to be going through the usual, you know, NBA, NFL. I just want to take this time to, you know, talk to you guys and sort of reflect on the podcast and reflect on 2021 and what it meant for us. You know, this has been a huge year for the podcast, because we launched this year. We launched in March of this year. And now we've made it all the way here. It's been, I don't even know how many months that is. What, eight? I don't, nine months. And what a ride it has been. So, it's not going to be a typical episode, but I guess we could just get into, what I've been up to and what I'm sure Cameron's been up to. And then we'll discuss. But I hope everybody had a great and safe holidays. COVID's getting all a little crazy with, the Omicron. So, hopefully everybody's safe. And you know, mask up, save everybody else. But the holidays were good. I mean, just spending some time with some family and friends, and we ended up seeing the new Spider-Man movie, which was fucking amazing. If you are a fan of Spider-Man, 100%, you should go see that movie. It was a phenomenal, phenomenal movie, arguably one of my top movies of 2021. And we mentioned it early on one of the podcasts, but I've actually been writing down every single new movie that I watch, and some repeats just whenever I feel like it. But every single one is written down on my phone, and I had, as soon as I walked out of Spider-Man, I was like, best movie of the year for me. Arguably not true. I still have some other movies to watch. I do want to see Last Night in Soho. Apparently that was rated really well. And a few others. So yeah, we did that. We've just been hanging out as friends, just kind of having some time off of the podcast a little bit, because it is a lot of work. And I know Cameron's been swamped with work, and I've been swamped with work, and we're just trying to unwind a little bit and get prepped for this new year, because we've got a lot of cool stuff happening for the show coming into 2022. So Cameron went down to LA to see the I don't even know what he was seeing, honestly. It was Oregon State doing something. But he had that trip, and he came back, and he had nothing but good to talk about. We ended up seeing one of our buddies from California. Shout out Nate. He came into town. We got to see him and got the band back together, you know, from school. So that was fun. I got to see some old friends a few days ago. Honestly, just enjoying this holiday time. It's felt like a lot longer than 2 weeks that we've like put out an episode. I know 3 weeks ago today was when Cameron and I recorded that last little bonus episode talking about our holiday plans. And man, it feels like an eternity. I've missed this. I got back from the gym today, and I did some work, and then I showered, and in the shower I was like thinking about what I wanted to say, and I hopped out and loaded up the mic and everything, and here we are. So no script today. So if you hear me like, well, I don't know what to talk about, or if you hear me screw up, feel free to laugh. But like I said, it's not a regular episode. I just kind of wanted to talk about the podcast and you guys, and thank you for everything. So let's just jump into it. 2021 has been crazy. I think for a lot of people, it's been a little hectic as well with COVID going on and life. But man, for this podcast, it's been nothing short of amazing. I remember, you know, we talked about it a few times, but I remember launching the podcast and thinking, nobody is going to listen to this, but I'm so happy I'm doing it, right? Because I'm doing it with one of my best friends, and we get to see each other every single week and just talk, shoot the shit, be friends on the podcast, and talk sports, which is what we love, you know? And That was my mindset going into it, was this isn't going to work, but I'm going to have fun with it. As long as Cameron wants to have fun with it, I'm going to have fun with it. And we're going to do this till the wheels fall off. And surprisingly, you guys liked it. So that was amazing. You know, we went through publishing like 3-4 episodes without telling anybody about it because we wanted a backlog so that people, you know, when we did tell people, they didn't just have to wait a week to listen to the next episode. So we had like 4 episodes down the pipeline, and then we finally told people on like Instagram, and we had no intro. We had a terrible, terrible cover art. We had no transitions. We were kind of all over the place. And if you go and listen, like our old mic sounded terrible. We were really rough talking into the mic because it's incredibly difficult to talk like in a podcast or in any sort of media forum when you can't actually see anybody, right? And yeah, it's easier when you're doing it with somebody else and you can sort of bounce off energies. That's why today's might sound a little weird because I'm just bouncing it off my screen. But we worked on it and we got a lot comfortable with it, and it goes by pretty smooth now. But just looking back at those times, man, like we were unsure, right? And anything that you do, you always go into it with a little bit of apprehensiveness, right? As confident as you want to be, you're going to be like, man, like that would suck if people listened to this podcast and told us it was hot garbage and they hated listening to it, or we were the most annoying people on the planet, right? And luckily that wasn't going to stop Cameron and I from doing it, because this is something that we're passionate about from a very personal level and not from like a validation standpoint. Like we're not trying to please anybody, right? And the audience that we have gotten of not only just our friends listening, but people we don't know, people from all over the world listening, and you know, and people tell us all the time that, like, especially in these 2 weeks that we haven't produced an episode, like, hey, I miss you guys. I miss hearing you guys talk. It was a part of my routine, right? Like, how fucking wild is that? Right. And we're no Joe Rogan. We're no, you know, Crime Junkies or whatever big podcast is out there. We're an incredibly amateur podcast. It's just two guys sitting here in a room talking. Right. And it's just, it's so amazing to see. And I think that's one thing that everybody appreciates. And it's one thing that we appreciate, is that we're never going to change no matter how big we grow. And we want to make this podcast huge, as big as it can be. Obviously, we'd both love it so much that why not? But what I'm getting at is, yeah, we started with nothing, right? We started with nothing and we didn't think that it was going to go anywhere. And I actually have the stats from our podcast pulled up right now in front of my face. And we have passed over 1,000 cumulative downloads, which is insane for how little marketing that we actually do, right? Like we have an Instagram page that's been hit or miss. And that's something that we want to improve upon in 2022, right? Like we know that when we started this, we didn't have that much time in the world, and we still don't. We're still two dudes that have regular ass jobs and social lives and everything. But this is something that we want to improve upon. But over 1,000 cumulative downloads from not only everywhere in the US minus like a few states. So if you're in the few states that aren't listening, you can't hear this, but pick up the slack. You know, you're bringing the other like 46 down. And all over the world, like we have listeners congruently in like North Africa, London, other parts of Europe, Russia. We had some in India pop up on some episodes. We had some in South Africa. You know, it's just insane. And we think that it's only our friends listening, right? Because obviously we haven't marketed this out and all this stuff. But no, like people are finding the Second Half Sports podcast. And that's just, that's amazing. And I couldn't have wanted more from this. Like, I hope that when you listen to this, you can hear the sincerity in my voice. Like I truly am thankful for every single person that listens. Even if you listen for like 5 minutes, I don't care. I'm incredibly appreciative of that. Cause this is just something that I've been incredibly proud of. And when I tell people, I feel like an asshat, cause I'm like, oh, follow this. Like I have a whole elevator pitch, right? Like today at the gym, we were talking about, you know, before every single class, we either have like a question that we ask or a prompt or something. And today's was, what's something that you accomplished this year that you're proud of, right? And immediately I was like, well, me and my buddy launched a podcast and we just passed 1,000 cumulative downloads with like no marketing. And it was just crazy to see how many people really like it, right? And everybody was like kind of blown away. And I was like, also go follow Second Half Sports on Apple and Spotify podcasts, right? Wherever you listen to your podcasts, we'll get it up. Listen to our, follow us on Instagram @Second Half Sports. Like I just gave the whole elevator pitch. And I'm not doing that because like, I'm trying that hard. Like, I'm doing it because I'm incredibly passionate about this and about this project. And it was mind blowing to me. Like, I remember we were going to the basketball game. We were going to the Blazers Suns game with Eric, Jonah, Cameron, and I. And in the back of the Uber, I was talking to Cameron. I was like, "Hey, man, like, we literally just passed 1,000 downloads today." And we kind of looked at each other, and there was like a long pause, and we're like, "Damn, like, we did it!" You know, like, what a milestone that is. So I'm incredibly appreciative of that, and I have a lot to look forward to in 2022, and I hope everybody else does as well. You know, this is the time where if maybe 2021 wasn't your year, I personally had a lot of, you know, really tough stuff that I was going through. And now is the time for us to look forward, right? And to see where this podcast is going to go, to see where our personal lives are going to go. I have a competition that I signed up for the gym happening like in 2 weeks, which I'm not prepared for. I'm going to die. It's going to be terrible, but I'm doing it. Cameron and I have that half marathon in March. I'm sure I'm going to be doing more. I haven't even really been training, to be honest. I'm 1 foot in, 1 foot out, but I'm incredibly excited for it. We have the 1 year anniversary of this podcast coming up in March. Like we said, last episode 2 weeks ago, we have some cool new stuff coming to the podcast. So we're going to be talking about topics, like solely focus on one topic per episode for every like 2 weeks. And those are the ones that we're going to be bringing on special guests to give their input and their opinions on those special topics. And we just have so much planned, and we just have, you know, so many things. And I really truly wish Cam was here, because I'm rambling like a fucking idiot. I know I am, but I know 100% that he shares the same sentiment. So like I said, not your usual episode. I apologize if you're here for sports. But I wanted to get this out because I just wanted to say thank you to everybody that's listened to us in 2021. Thank you to everybody that supported us. Whether that was, you know, via our Instagram, or leaving a review, a rating on Spotify podcast, whether you texted, called me, or Cameron and let us know like what we're doing and what we can improve. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, and let's have a good 2022, submit some good resolutions, stick to them. Let us know your resolutions and we'll keep you accounted for. I'm sure I will tell you all mine next year once it starts. I know Cameron's is to be a better friend. I don't know how well he's going to hold up to that. But super exciting stuff. I'm going to stop rambling. I'm going to let you get on with your day. I hope you enjoyed this little update. And I hope that when you're listening to this, you're like, wow, I was here from March or June or August or September, or even if you started listening to us last month or yesterday, thank you for your support. We will be back in about, well, next week. Next week we'll be back. We'll be publishing an episode on the 6th, and that is going to be our first episode of 2022. So looking forward to that. Cameron's not here to say drive safe. We don't have Cameron's quote of the week today. So I'm just, there's only one other way to end it. Kick it, Johnny boy.
Thank you for listening to the Second Half Sports Podcast. Make sure to subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts today. And check out at Second Half Sports Pod on Instagram for all your second half sports news and updates.